Blog Talk Radio.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Deeper Truth, Holy Saturday at the Easter Vigil in the Holy Night of Easter. Our Father, who art in heaven, sacred is your word. Your kingdom come, your words be heard on earth as they are in heaven. Give us today your sacred word. Forgive our neglect of it in the past as we forgive those who neglect us. Lead us towards an encounter with you each time we delve into the scriptures. For your presence, your power, and your glory are ever present among us now and forever. Amen. Father, we beg your blessing for the right to life, the unborn, the weak, the sick, and the old, all who are finding themselves being targets of the vicious culture of death. That our Lord Jesus bless and protect all those who stand up for the Christian dignity of persons. that God enlighten those who are traveling down death's highway by their involvement in any way with either the contemporary death culture, cultism, relativism, or any of the New Age errors of our time. That God envelop our culture with his divine protection and help us both individually and as a nation to true enlightenment, conversion, and repentance of ourselves and our culture. Help us to turn from our national sin of abortion and return to it once again, become a Christian nation on the narrow road that is the path to becoming a nation and culture under God. Amen. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you revealed them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. My Jesus, I believe that you're truly present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Let us begin in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Kathy.
Is there a song here, Donald? Or?
No, yeah, let me put one there, though, because I think it would be great if to put one there and give you a little break, too. So give me a second here, because I think it's, I love that song, too. Have you ever heard that song before?
Remember and your faithfulness, O Lord. Remember your people and have mercy on us, Lord.
Our first reading is from the book of Genesis 1:1-2:2. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless wasteland, and darkness covered the abyss, while a mighty wind swept over the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw how good the light was. God then separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Thus evening came, and the morning followed, the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a dome in the middle of the waters, to separate one body of water from the other." And so it happened, God made the dome, and it separated the water above the dome from the water below it. God called the dome the sky. Evening came, and morning followed, the second day. Then God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered into a single basin, so that the dry land may appear." And so it happened, the water under the sky was gathered into its basin, and the dry land appeared. God called the dry land the earth, and the basin of the water he called the sea. God saw how good it was. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth vegetation, every kind of plant that bears seed, and every kind of fruit tree on earth that bears fruit with its seed in it." And so it happened. And the earth brought forth every kind of plant that bears seed, and every kind of fruit tree on earth that bears fruit with its seed in it. God saw how good it was. Evening came, and the morning followed, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate day from night. Let them mark the fixed times, the days and the years, to serve as luminaries in the dome of the sky, to shed light upon the earth." And so it happened, God made the two great lights, the greater one to govern the day, and the lesser one to govern the night. And he made the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to shed light upon the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. God saw how good it was. Evening came, and morning followed, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the water teem with an abundance of living creatures, and on earth let the birds fly beneath the dome of the sky." And so it happened. God created the great sea monsters and all kinds of swimming creatures with which the water teems, and all kinds of winged birds. And God saw how good it was, and God blessed them, saying, "Be fertile, multiply, and fill the waters of the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." Evening came, and morning followed, the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth all kinds of living creatures, cattle, creeping things, and wild animals of all kinds." And so it happened, God made all kinds of wild animals and all kinds of cattle and all kinds of creeping things of the earth. God saw how good it was, and God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and the cattle all over the wild, and over all the wild animals and all the creatures that crawl on the ground." And God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, saying, "Be fertile and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and all the living things that move on the earth." God also said, "See, I give you every seed-bearing plant over all the earth, and every tree that has seed-bearing fruit in it to be your food. And to all the animals of the land, all the birds of the air, and all the living creatures that crawl on the ground, I've given all the green plants for food." And so it happened. God looked at everything he had made, and he found it very good. Evening came, and morning followed, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth and all their array were completed. Since on the seventh day God was finished the work he'd been doing, he rested on the seventh day from all the work he had undertaken. Genesis 1:1-26-31a. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, he said, "Let us make man in our image and likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and the cattle, over all the wild animals and all the creatures that crawl on the ground." God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, saying, "Be fertile and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and all the living things that move on the earth." God also said, "See, I give you every seed-bearing plant over the earth, every tree that has seed-bearing fruit on it to be your food, and all the animals of the land, all the birds of the air, and all the living creatures that crawl on the ground. I give all the green plants for food. And so it happened. God looked at everything he had made and found it very good. Psalm 104. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are great indeed. You are clothed with majesty and glory, robed in light as with a cloak. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. You fix the earth upon its foundation, not to be moved forever. With the ocean as a garment, you covered it. Above the mountains, the waters stood. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. And send forth springs into the watercourses that wind among the mountains. Beside them, the birds of heaven dwell. From among them, the branches, they send forth their song. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. You water the mountains from your palace. The earth is replete with the fruit of your work. You raise grass for the cattle and vegetation for man's use, producing bread from the earth. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. How manifold are your works, O Lord. In wisdom you have wrought them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. And it says or, so I'm going to skip that one. Genesis 22. God put Abraham to the test. Called to him, Abraham. Here I am, he replied. And God said, take your son Isaac, your only one whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. There you shall offer him up as a holocaust on the height that I will point out to you. Early the next morning, Abraham saddled his donkey, took with him his son Isaac and two of his servants as well, and with the wood that he had cut for the holocaust, set out for the place with which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham got sight of the place from afar. Then he said to his servants, both of you stay here with the donkey, while the boy and I go on over yonder. We will worship and then come back to you. Thereupon, Abraham took the wood for the holocaust and laid it on his son Isaac's shoulders. While he himself carried the fire and his knife, as the two walked on together, Isaac spoke to his father Abraham. Father, Isaac said. Yes, son, he replied. Isaac continued, here are the fire and the wood, but where is the sheep for the holocaust? Son, Abraham answered, God himself will provide the sheep for the holocaust. Then the two continued going forward. And when they came to the place of which God had told them, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. Next, he tied up his son Isaac and put him on top of the wood on the altar. Then he reached out and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the Lord's messenger called to him from heaven. Abraham, Abraham, here I am, he answered. Do not lay your hand on the boy, said the messenger. Do not do the least thing to him. I know now how devoted you are to God, since you did not withhold from me your own beloved son. As Abraham looked about, he spied a ram caught by its horns in the thicket. So he went and took the ram and offered it up as a holocaust in place of his son. Abraham named the site Yahweh Yireh. Hence, people now say, on the mountain the Lord will see. Again, the Lord's messenger called to Abraham from heaven and said, swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you acted as you did and not withholding from me your own son, I will bless you abundantly, and your descendants is countless, as the stars of the sky and sands of the sea. Your descendants shall take the possession of the gates of their enemies, and in your descendants all the nations of the earth shall find blessing. All this because you obeyed my command. And that one says, or. Psalm 16, you are my inheritance, O Lord. O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup, you it is who hold fast my lot. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. You are my inheritance, O Lord. Therefore, my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body, too, abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. You are my inheritance, O Lord. You will show me the path to life, fullness of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. You are my inheritance, O Lord. Exodus 14. The Lord said to Moses, Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward. And you, lift up your staff, and with your hand outstretched over the sea, split the sea in two, that the Israelites may pass through it on dry land. But I will make the Egyptians so obstinate that they will go in after them, and I will receive glory through Pharaoh and all his army, his chariots and charioteers. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, and when I receive glory through Pharaoh and his chariots and charioteers, the angel of God who had been leading Israel's camp now moved and went around behind them. A column of cloud also leaving the front took up its place behind them, so that it came between the camp of the Egyptians and that of Israel. But the cloud now became dark, and thus the night passed without the rival camps coming any closer together all night long. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord swept the sea with a strong east wind throughout the night, and so it turned into dry land. And when the water was thus divided, the Israelites marched into the midst of the sea on dry land, with the water like a wall to their right and to their left. The Egyptians followed in pursuit. All Pharaoh's horses and chariots and charioteers went after them right into the midst of the sea. In the night watch, just before the dawn, the Lord cast through the column of the fiery cloud upon the Egyptian force a glance that threw them into a panic, and he so clogged their chariot wheels so that they could hardly drive. And with that, the Egyptians sounded their retreat before Israel, because the Lord was fighting for them against the Egyptians. Then the Lord told Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, that the water may flow back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and their charioteers. So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at dawn the sea flowed back to its normal depth. The Egyptians were fleeing head-on towards the sea when the Lord hurled them into its midst. As the water flowed back, it covered the chariots and the charioteers of Pharaoh's whole army, which had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not a single one of them escaped. The Israelites had marched on dry land through the midst of the sea, with the water like a wall to their right and to their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel on that day from the power of the Egyptians. And when Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the seashore and beheld the great power that the Lord had shown against the Egyptians, they feared the Lord and believed in him and his servant Moses. Then Moses and the Israelites sang the song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he is cast into the sea. Responsorial Psalm, Exodus 15. Let us sing to the Lord, he has covered himself in glory. I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he is cast into the sea. I strengthen my courage, says the Lord, and he has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him. The God of my father, I extol him. Let us sing to the Lord, he has covered himself in glory. The Lord is a warrior, Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he hurled into the sea. The elite of his officers were submerged into the Red Sea. Let us sing to the Lord, he has covered himself in glory. The Lord, the floodwaters covered them. They sank into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, magnificent in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has shattered the enemy. Let us sing to the Lord, he has covered himself in glory. You brought in the people you redeemed and planted them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place where you made your seat, O Lord, the sanctuary, Lord, which your hands established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Let us sing to the Lord, he has covered himself in glory. Reading 4, Isaiah 54, 5-14. The one who has become your husband is your maker. His name is the Lord of hosts. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, called God of all the earth. The Lord calls you back like a wife forsaken and grieved in spirit, a wife married in youth and then cast off, says your God. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with great tenderness I will take you back. In an outburst of wrath, for a moment I hid my face from you, but with enduring love I take pity on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. This is for me like the days of Noah, when I swore that the waters of Noah should never again deluge the earth. So I have sworn not to be angry with you or to rebuke you. Though the mountains leave their place and the hills be shaken, My love shall never leave you, nor my covenant of peace be shaken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. O afflicted one, storm-battered and unconsoled, I lay your pavements in carnelian, and your foundations in sapphire. I will make your battlements of rubies, your gates of carbuncles, and all your walls of precious. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In justice shall you be established, far from the fear of oppression, for destruction cannot come near you. Psalm 30. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. I will extol you, O Lord, for you drew me clear and did not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, you brought me up from the netherworld. You preserved me from among those going down in the pit. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. Sing praise to the Lord, you his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger lasts but a moment, a lifetime is goodwill. At nighttime, weeping enters in, but with dawn, rejoicing. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. Hear, O Lord, and have pity on me. O Lord, be my helper. You changed my mourning into dancing. O Lord, my God, forever will I give you thanks. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. Reading 5, Isaiah 55. Thus says the Lord, all you who are thirsty, come to the water. You have no money? Come, receive grain and eat. Come without paying and without cost. Drink wine and milk. Why spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what fails to satisfy? Feed me, and you shall eat well. You shall delight in rich fare. Come to me heedfully. Listen, that you may have life. I will renew with you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David. As I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of nations, so shall you summon a nation you knew not. And nations that knew you not shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, who has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near. Let the scoundrel forsake his way, and the wicked man his thought. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God, who is generous and forgiving. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. For just as the heavens, just as from the heavens the rain and snow come down and do not return there, till they have watered the earth, make it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. Responsorial Psalm, Isaiah 12. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Give thanks to the Lord, proclaim his name. Among the nations, make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Reading from the book of Baruch 3. Hear, O Israel, the commandments of life. Listen and know prudence. How is it, Israel, that you are in the land of your foes, grown old in a foreign land, defiled with the dead, and accounted with those destined for the netherworld? You have forsaken the fountain of wisdom. Have you walked in the way of God? You would have dwelt in enduring peace. Learn what prudence is, where strength, where understanding, that you may know also where the length of days in life, where the light of eyes and peace, who has found this place of wisdom, who has entered into her treasuries. The one who knows all things knows her. He has probed her by his knowledge. The one who established the earth for all time and filled it with four-footed beasts. he who dismisses the light and it departs, calls it, and it obeys him trembling, before whom the stars of their post shine and rejoice. When he calls them, they answer, here we are, shining with joy, for their maker, such is our God. No other is to be compared to him. He has traced out the whole way of understanding, and he has given her to Jacob, his servant, to Israel, his beloved son. Since then, she has appeared on earth and moved among people. She is the book of the precepts of God, the law that endures forever. All who cling to her will live, but those who will die forsake her. Turn, O Jacob, and receive her. Walk by her light towards splendor. Give not your glory to another, your privileges to an alien race. Blessed are we, O Israel, for what pleases God is known to us. Psalm 19. Lord, you have the words of everlasting life. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. Lord, you have the words of his everlasting life. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. Lord, you have the words of everlasting life. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. Lord, you have the words of everlasting life. They are more precious than gold, than a heap of purest gold, sweeter also than syrup or honey from the comb. Lord, you have the words of everlasting life. Reading 7 from the book of Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel lived in their land, they defiled it by their conduct and deeds. Therefore I poured out my fury upon them, because of the blood that they poured out on the ground, and because they defiled it with idols. I scattered them among the nations, dispersing them over foreign lands. According to their conduct and deeds, I judged them. But when they came among the nations, wherever they came, they served to profane my holy name, because it was said of them, these are the people of the Lord, that they had to leave their land. So I relented because of my holy name, which the house of Israel profaned among the nations where they came. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, not for your sakes do I act, house of Israel, but for the sake of my holy name, which you profaned among the nations to which you came. I will prove the holiness of my great name, profaned among the nations, in whose midst you have profaned it. Thus the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God. When in their sight I prove my holiness through you, I will take you away from among the nations, gather you from all the foreign lands, and bring you back to your own land. I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart and a place and a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony heart and giving you your natural heart. I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees. You shall live in the land I gave your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Responsorial Psalm. Like the deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God. This is to be said when baptism is celebrated. A thirst is my soul for God, the living God. When shall I go and behold the race of God? Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God. I went with the throng and led them in the procession to the house of God, amid loud cries of joy and thanksgiving, with a multitude keeping festival. Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God. Send forth your light, your fidelity, and they shall lead me on, and bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God. Then will I go into the altar of God, the God of my gladness and joy. Then will I give you thanks upon the harp, O God, my God. Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God. the epistle, Romans 6. Brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? You were indeed buried with him through baptism into death. So that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in the newness of life. For if we have grown into a union with him through a death like his, we shall also be united with him in the resurrection. We know that our old self was crucified with him, so that our sinful body might be done away with, that we might no longer be in slavery to sin. For a dead person has been absolved from sin. If then we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. We know that Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has power over him, and to his death he died to sin once and for all. As to his life, he lives for God. Consequently, you too must think of yourselves as being dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. The Responsorial Psalm 118. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Israel say, his mercy endures forever. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The right hand of the Lord is struck with power. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Gospel of Matthew. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, approached, rolled back the stone, and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The guards were shaken with fear of him, and became like dead men. Then the angel said to the women in reply, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead, and he is going before you to Galilee, and there you will see him. Behold, I have told you." Then they went away quickly from the tomb, fearful, yet overjoyed, and ran to announce this to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me."
How you doing, Kathy?
Is Mike not on here, Donald? Donald?
Yeah. Yes, I'm here.
Is Mike not on here?
He's not able to get on. I tried. Okay. And he tried, but he can't.
Okay.
Where are you at now? I've been, just to let you know, I found where over 1,000 hits came upon what you've done the last couple of days. That's amazing.
That's great.
That's amazing.
I'm going to do the song for the saint of the day.
For the saint of the day. Are we?
Yeah.
That's where we're at. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Man, you're just fantastic. Okay, give me a second here. That is so awesome. And thank you so much. Okay, get ready for this. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today. Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite.
St. Julie Billiard. What is her story? In the small village of Coville, north of Paris, France, Marie Rose Julie Billiard, born on July 12, 1751, was the seventh of nine children of Jean-Francois Billiard and Marie-Louise Antoinette de Brain. Most of her siblings died in infancy and adolescence. Julie Billiard, the 12th of July, 1751 to the 8th of April, 1816, was a French nun, saint educator, and founder of the Sisters of Notre Dame de Namur. Julie Billiard's life was a miracle several times over. There was the miracle of her survival through the French Revolution, the miracle of her recovery from paralysis, the miracle of those 12 years in which, from so very little, she formed an international congregation. Born in Coville, France, into a family of well-to-do farmers, young Marie Rose Julie Billiard showed an early interest in religion and in helping the sick and poor. Though the first years of her life were relatively peaceful and uncomplicated, Julie had to take up manual work as a young teen when her family lost its money. However, she spent her spare time teaching catechism to young people and to the farm laborers. A mysterious illness overtook her when she was about 30. Missing an attempt to wound or even kill her father, Julie was paralyzed and became a complete invalid. For the next two decades, she continued to teach catechism lessons from her bed, offered spiritual advice, and attracted visitors who have heard of her holiness. When the French Revolution broke out in 1789, revolutionary forces became aware of her allegiance to fugitive priests. With the help of friends, she was smuggled out of Coville in a hay cart. She then spent several years hiding in Compiègne, being moved from house to house despite her growing physical pain. She even lost the power of speech for a time. But this period also proved to be a fruitful spiritual time for Julie. It was at this time she had a vision in which she saw Calvary surrounded by women in religious habits and heard a voice saying, "Behold these spiritual daughters, whom I give you in an institute marked by the cross." As time passed and Julie continued her mobile life, she made the acquaintance of an aristocratic woman, Francoise Blaine de Bourdon, who shared Julie's interest in teaching the faith. In 1803, the two women began the Institute of Notre Dame, which was dedicated to the education of the poor young Christian girls and the training of catechists. The following year, the first Sisters of Notre Dame, which means Our Noble Lady, by the way, made their vows. That was the same year that Julie recovered from the illness. She was able to walk for the first time in 22 years. Though Julie had always been attentive to the special needs of the poor, and that always remained her priority, she also became aware that other classes in society needed Christian instruction. From the founding of the Sisters of Notre Dame until her death, Julie was on the road opening a variety of schools in France and Belgium to serve the poor and the wealthy, vocational groups, teachers. Ultimately, Julie and Francois moved from the mother house to Namur, Belgium. Julie died there in 1816 and was canonized in 1969. She was beatified on May 13, 1906. By Pope Pius X, and canonized in 1969 by Pope Paul VI. Julie, Pope Pius X, and Pope Paul VI. St. Julie is the patron saint against poverty, bodily ills, and disease. She moved her sisters to Belgium. She continued to serve others as she knew God was calling her to do. Oh, how good God is, was her motto. Julie Billiard's group of sisters still carries on its mission to help people in need. Prayer, Julie Billiard of St. Bless, O St. Joseph the Church, beginning with her ministers, make her the sign and instrument of your light and your goodness. Accompany, O St. Joseph, our families, with your powerful silence. Create harmony between parents and their children in a special way with the youngest. There are the miracles of healing through Julie's intercession, one in Belgium, one in Brazil, upon which she was canonized 50 years ago this June. There is a miracle of this country of how 8 sisters nearly broke, only one of whom could speak English, debarked from a riverboat onto Cincinnati's public landing. Within a score of years, they built towering schools, not only in Cincinnati, but in the surrounding countryside. Schools not just for the affluent, but also for the poor. People of faith pulled Julie through the French Revolution. Time and time again, people of faith attended to her and all her long years of physical suffering and convalescence. People of faith provided the financial wherewithal in those first lean years of the congregation. And years later, people of faith, oceans apart, prayed hour upon hour for Julie's intervention and for healing. The doctors had left, but they stayed.
Wow. What great stories of these great saints.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they're, Kathy? And it was Pope Clement of Rome who told us to imitate the saints and we would become saints. So I love this portion of what we do in sharing the lives of the saints. And thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you all for this whole, I mean, these 3 days. A thousand people. So
well,
awesome.
I hope your voice gets better.
Oh, me too. Hopefully, the doctor told me that maybe I could start back up on Sunday. We'll see.
Mm.
Hopefully, we'll see. But thank
well,
you so much.
Well, I can tell it's getting better, Donald, but I don't think it's back yet. So you just take your time.
Yeah, I'm taking my time. We'll do it again tomorrow. And hopefully Mike can join us tomorrow. I was trying to call out to him here, and he couldn't hear me, or I wasn't able to get a hold of him. So thank you, Mike.
Well, his phone did that yesterday. His phone did that yesterday, so send me his address. I'm getting a new phone, and I will send him my old one.
Hey, that's a... It's all about being a team. Thank you, Kathy.
Yeah.
God bless you. I'm going to end this song. I end this with Father Corey Gibson, The Station of the Cross, number 7. One of my favorites of her 15 stations. God bless you, Kathy, and Michael, too. God bless you.
God bless.
All those listening. And we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy and all those. We're praying for America as well. We're praying for those who are in need of help.
The renewal of our church and the courage of our bishops.
Yes. Yes. Help your holy church, Lord. And all the RCIA and all the conversions coming into the Catholic Church. Tonight, the Easter Vigil. So that's a very important part. And Kathy, what are you going to be doing tonight?
I'm going to be playing Mass, and I'm going to be singing a lot.
Wow. I'm sure that's going
to
be beautiful.
Psalms. sing the responses and sing the litany of saints and all the songs and the acclamations of the mass parts and the Cosmos Day, all that stuff.
That is so wonderful. Well, I know you're going to do great, Kathy. Thank you so much for what you do.
You're welcome.
The seventh station. Jesus falls the second time. And still I... We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Francis.